Dick Clark's daughter, and I'm coming to you at New Year's Rockin' Eve here in Times Square. I'm here with my co-host, Joey Cheese. Joey, Happy New Year.
That's right. Happy New Year to you as well. You couldn't tell by the name, but I am Carson Daly's second cousin. So there's a fun, we all have fun connections here. Everybody in show business has some relative that got them in the front or back door. For me, it was my second cousin, Carson Daly.
Joey, you sound a little defensive.
No, not at all, Petunia. I'm just saying we all have connections. Everyone knows somebody in this business. And we're here on a brisk New Year's Eve. We're so excited to see the ball drop.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to apologize for earlier when I said see the balls drop. That was a slip. Freudian
that was
slip.
Rehearsal. That was rehearsal, Joey.
So I've just said it live now.
Yes. And you know, Joey, I had a great Christmas. How were your holidays?
I don't celebrate Christmas, but my holidays were... Oh, you said holidays. Sorry,
yes.
I am being defensive. This is something my therapist told me about. my holidays were good. I went to the Daly family house out there, Lake Tahoe. Carson has a compound he built out there for the family to use as a retreat. We had our yearly meeting where we discussed the ins and outs of what the family's going to be doing, sort of decide, you know, who's going to host what. And yeah, it was a good time. How was your Christmas, Petunia?
I had a blast. A little bit later tonight, we're going to have Harry Styles perform. We also have Ice Spice and a bunch of Victoria's Secret models. So Stay tuned for that. But for now, we're going to go get a check-in with the weather because it is feeling pretty cold.
A little chilly.
We'll throw it to you, Carl. Carl Jacobs.
Hey, thanks everybody. Of course, it's me, Carl Jacobs, the weatherman, and I am Ethan Hawke's son.
There it is.
A lot of people say, oh, you're Ethan Hawke's son. Does that make your mother Uma Thurman? No. Mm. Ethan Hawke had, it wasn't cheating. What he did wasn't cheating. I cannot stress this enough. He had full permission from Uma Thurman to do what he did. She was there.
Huh.
She wasn't necessarily aware of what was happening, but she was aware of the situation that let it happen.
Thank you, Carl, for the weather update.
13 degrees. They cut
so
away.
Too late.
Much.
Too late.
Damn it.
Joey, I thought we'd take a little bit of this time to talk about the history of the ball dropping in Times Square.
Oh, Petunia, I thought you'd never ask. In 1843...
Is it
a middle-aged John Rockefeller?
Is it time for my segment?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, is it not time? I'm sorry. Did I do bad? Is it not time for my segment?
No, we can do it now. We're actually joined here now by Fibonacci.
Should I go? Is it time for me to go?
Nope. This is Mr. Fibonacci. He designs the ball every year for the past 62 years.
No.
Fibonacci, tell us about this year's ball.
It's not me. I'm sorry. I am not this man.
Oh. Is
it time for me? Please.
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties. We're going to head back to Carl really quick with the weather to see if he has any updates for us.
Is Harry Styles doing a character?
Okay, so Uma wasn't aware of the situation, I guess. I guess she was aware of Ethan wanted more and he wanted something else, but she wasn't aware of what specifically would be going down at that time.
Okay, thank you, Carl.
Wow, so he's Maya Hawks. I want to say half. No, not half.
Please.
Half brother.
Please.
Stranger things have happened. Like in 1843, John Rockefeller.
Don't wreck the M&M store. Wreck the M&M store.
Well,
we don't
wreck
control
the M&M store, but we highly recommend people shop there.
No,
yes,
they do.
Show up to the M&M store tonight.
No.
Buy some M&Ms.
No.
Eat some M&Ms.
Please,
it's a great festive time to buy any M&Ms.
They do drug.
Yum,
they
yum.
Do drug. They come in the M&M store. They drug. They touch all the M&Ms with their fingers.
And speaking of, this is almost a Beetlejuice situation. Speaking of, seems like we called them. Here comes two guests, right from the center of the square. Here comes two guests. It looks like it's Peanut and plain M&M.
Hey, motherfuckers. Oh, can I not swear on TV? All of a sudden, hey, fuck
Fuck you.
If you want to fight tonight, come to the M&M store. We will fight anyone who wants to fight.
Can't get enough of those. Melt in your mouth, not in your hand. Thanks, guys. Don't forget to shop tonight at the M&M store.
Ow,
it may say closed on the door, but
my arm.
Surely they're open.
Well, we have a lot ahead of us tonight on New Year's Rockin' Eve before the balls drop. Ball drops.
That was on you. In 1843, a middle-aged John Rockefeller decided to celebrate New Year's in an untraditional way. His family had made their fortune through, the prompter cut out.
And commercial break.
Oh, my legs are numb. Is this worth it? Is this going to be... My legs are numb.
Dad, can you keep up? We're trying to move.
No, yeah, my
legs further into the middle.
It's all pins and needles. I have to shit so bad.
Dad.
I can barely move.
Stop being embarrassing. You said you wanted to chaperone. We're trying to meet up with kids from our grade. We're meeting right by the stage so we can see Ice Spice and Harry Styles. Dad, don't say you want to shit when you get
see
in front of our
who?
Friends.
Dad, why didn't you shit at home? You were off all day.
Ice Spice?
To do all day.
I want to see Cinnaburst. I guess we can all say gums. Listen, what can I do to make this go away? Here's $100. I'm going
to
go tell your mom.
This shit go away?
Tell your mom I stood next to you, okay?
Mom's going to double divorce you if you abandon us in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
You can't abandon us in Times Square.
She was bluffing. Double divorce. That would take all my money.
Exactly.
Exactly. And all your weekends.
Dad, you've been a real deadbeat coward. Her words, not mine.
No. I told you to relay everything she calls me.
You've been a real deadbeat coward. You volunteered to come out with us on New Year's Eve so we could meet up with our friends and we could watch some pretty cool music. Don't give up now, Dad. Don't drop the ball.
You know, when I was your age, right up there, you see that little alcove, the jutting out, the glass? That used to
be
a thing called Total Request Live, or TRL for short. And everyone used to stop by there.
Dad, you're lagging behind. We have to move. Please stop reminiscing.
Sorry, it's just TRL.
You're so old.
Dad, could you not be so embarrassing? This is why Mom divorced you. She said... Your dad's always getting lost in his reminiscences. You have to be more present. Be in the moment.
Kyle, that's not totally fair. She also said the sex was bad.
Okay, any specifics?
No,
or...
she said the sex was getting worse.
Oh, no. Started bad, getting worse. That's not great. Okay, let me just take out Dad's little notepad. And, okay. That was word for word?
I don't know, Dad. I don't remember specifically.
I'm writing a
memoir.
She
said a lot of words. Just listen to the podcast.
Oh, Dad, if we were 2 years older, I swear to God, we would not want you to come with us.
Yeah,
just listen to the podcast, okay?
I will. And
all of the rest of America is.
I know it's a pretty big hit. It's cool you guys are stopping to sign autographs and pose for pictures. I'm actually writing a memoir to sort of piggyback off all the attention y'all are getting. I'm writing a memoir, and it's called How to Win Her Back.
No.
And I'm hoping, huh?
No.
Every chapter's an apology. And
look,
at the end, it's a treasure map to my house. Well,
I'm so glad that Dudvorce is doing so well for Mom. And obviously, you know, Kim and I are big components of Dudvorce. And that's why we're signing so many of these autographs.
Mom, let us write the theme song.
Yeah, it's a pretty hurtful song. I wish there's no other lyrics.
No, look, Ice Spice did the lyrics. We just did kind of the music and the vibe. But, Dad, you have to get your own thing, okay? You have to do something. You have no joie de vivre.
I remember, speaking of joie de vivre, I remember not Ice Spice, but the Spice Girls. I saw them with your mom in Paris. We were both 19. There was a bunga bunga party happening in the VIP room. I forget that gentleman's name, but... President
Didn't Mom also pay Posh and Baby to sing One Becomes Two at your divorce party?
Yes, which was surprising. I didn't know she had that sort of sway or clout, but that is fine. It's all going in the memoir. So if you have anything positive you want to add, just let me know, shout it out, and I'll jot it down.
He wasn't just a terrible partner to Mom. He was also a terrible dad.
Short and to the point. Wow. Oh, who's that? Is that... Whoa. Tight dress. Real tight dress. Ooh.
Dad.
No, I'm just saying. Ooh la la.
Dad, she's like at least 90. Stop ogling her. That's like someone's grandma. What are you doing?
No,
that's
I'm just saying...
There's just a person also here viewing. That's not even like a performer.
No, I'm just saying, like, dad's got needs, you know? Like, it's been a few years, and, you know, your mom's clearly moved on. She's...
Clearly.
Sent me texts, and I've listened to the podcast, and you've had several guests, several high-profile guests on to talk about bedroom details.
But, Dad, I didn't... know that that's something you were interested in. Mom says that you're still pretty addicted to pornography.
Well, I can quit whenever I want.
Okay.
Okay, quit right now.
Well, no, because I'm in the middle of a video. You caught me in the middle of a video. I gotta have my walk-in porn.
You're always in the middle of a video, Dad. They autoplay. You know what? Can you just be a normal dad for one night so Kim and I can celebrate New Year's Eve with our friends?
Oh, this is a terrible angle. I'll put this phone away. Okay, whatever you said. Whatever you said, champ. You kids grow up so fast, like weeds. Oh, weeds! Your mom and I used to watch, we would binge every season of Weeds. It was about a woman in the suburbs who sold drugs.
Dad, everyone knows what Weeds is about.
Couldn't
okay?
get made today. You couldn't make that today. Tell you what.
They remade Dexter. They could make Weeds today.
Kyle, let's just lose Dad in the crowd.
Well,
I say we dodge
Dexter.
And weave away from him.
They continued Dexter.
Take my hand.
It wasn't a remake. It was the same cast.
Hello, welcome to Times Square Olive Garden. You can't be here if you're just here to get out of the cold. You actually have to order and eat our food. How can I help you?
Never mind. Have a good night.
I think we can leave it at that, right?
hey, Harry. Listen, don't forget, as we don't have a show tonight, okay? But don't forget, when you go out, okay, you're Daniel Radcliffe. The people in New York and Times Square, they can't know Harry Potter's real and that you play a character called Daniel Radcliffe. They have to think that you're Daniel Radcliffe.
Right, so me, Harry Styles, has to be...
What's your last
Daniel
name?
What's that?
What's your last name?
Harry Styles.
Styles. Oh, ah, ooh. PR whiff. I thought I was working with Harry Potter. Big fan. Harry Styles. Yes. Yes,
no,
yes, yes.
You are.
Oh. Yeah.
This is so embarrassing. I have to explain this to every new PR person that I work with. I'm Harry Styles.
Yeah?
I play Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
Who plays Harry Potter.
I guess I've never seen you two shaking hands, but I've also never Googled it, so...
You've never seen you two shaking hands? That's because Bono and The Edge don't actually like each other.
Whoa, that's why he wears the skull cap?
And the sunglasses.
Wow. Okay.
Just a little, I mean, every British person knows all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, we don't normally tell Americans, you know, our business.
So I have to ask, are you a wizard?
You understand that I play a character who plays a character, right?
Okay. Yeah, I just had
you
to
understand
ask.
I'm not
for my daughter.
Really, I'm a man. I'm not really
fan.
A wizard.
Okay. Could you make a little video for my daughter?
Of course. How little? Just kidding.
Oh,
what's your daughter's name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. And does she like Harry Styles, Harry Potter, or Daniel Radcliffe? Because I change up how I act depending on which video I'm in.
I gotta be honest. She loves all three equally. Could I get a little taste of each?
I mean, obviously not, because that would be kind of betraying that I am all three of these people.
Can I get two people talking about one?
A little Spice Girl special, to become one. Yeah, we could do that. Which one you have to pick? Marry, fuck, kill. Harry Styles, Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, well, I shouldn't answer that legally. But I think if you could get a message with Harry Potter talking to Daniel Radcliffe.
I'm just a woman walking by on the street, but I'd love to weigh in.
Oh, hi. How'd you get access to this? This is the VIP.
I jumped over several fences. The obvious answer is kill Harry Potter, marry Daniel Radcliffe. Daniel Radcliffe and fuck Harry Styles. Have such a good night.
She's like a horse.
He takes off running. Really takes the jumps fences. Over 10 fences.
Wow.
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 All that to just come up to me and say that, and I guess take a big clump of my hair because she did grab yeah. a
That was one of the Central Park horses that's been cursed, and she gets to be a woman for a day.
And we can we'll doing. Put this cowboy hat at an angle here, and that'll be fine.
Perfect. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Great. So what? Let's do Harry Potter meeting Harry Styles as a little video for your daughter.
That's not what I said. I wanted Daniel Radcliffe talking to Harry Potter.
Well, that would be insane.
Go.
That would be insane because Daniel Radcliffe plays Harry Potter. How would that one work?
I'm not editing this. It's either TMZ what? Or my daughter. It's either TMZ or my daughter.
Oh, God, okay. It's got to be TMZ. I just can't do the other one. I just can't do the other one. It's got to be TMZ.
TMZ Breaking Special New Year's Eve Edition. Harry Styles, or Harry Unstyled, has an uncouth moment where he tells off a little girl in a video. Listen to this.
That would be insane because Daniel Radcliffe plays Harry Potter. How would that one work?
I'm not editing this. It's either TMZ what? Or my daughter. It's either TMZ or my daughter.
Oh, God, okay. It's gotta be TMZ. Oh, boss, I have another one. I don't know if you're still taking pitches for things that might make it on TMZ's holiday special.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got Vincent D'Onofrio eating a pound and a half of unshelled crab meat at a bus stop in New Jersey.
I have 10,000 photos of that same thing. It's a daily thing. Who else?
I got Joey Cheese saying balls dropping on live TV. He's the
Everyone
second cousin
it.
Of no, Carson
it was,
Daly.
It was live TV.
It was live TV, and then Petunia said it. Who else? Who else? Who else?
Okay.
I have a new video of me cutting off my own arm for attention, boss. Do you like it?
Yes, now we're talking. Did anybody dig up Cary Grant? I asked somebody to dig up Cary Grant.
I dug up Cary Elwes.
My mom told me no.
Oh, no.
I got the real guy. I got the real guy that Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is modeled after eating, get this, cheese pizza.
Okay.
It's a slow day. It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, boss. It's New Year's Eve. We just don't have a lot.
Yeah, but we have to cut it. We have to eat up some of the audience that's watching the Times Square ball drop. What else? What else? What else? Maybe some local celebrities, some New Yorkers. Maybe
want to see us kiss?
Boss, we could kiss.
You two are married.
Boss, I got John Leguizamo going to his own bathroom 5 times in 2 hours.
You lost me at John. Who else? Who else?
$20.24 New Year's glasses, one for $20, two for $50. 2024 New Year's Eve glasses.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you want some New Year's Eve glasses?
Can I get one pause and then one?
Nah, that's two, man. It's gonna cost
you
50
bucks. But I want two separate transactions because I want to pay 20 and then 20, 40. I don't want to pay $50 for glasses.
This is my sidewalk in front of the Duane Reade. You think you can mess with me? You think this is a price negotiable?
This is your block? Can you show me on your license where it says Duane Reade?
Oh, it's on the palm of my hand that's now on the side of your face. Pay for the glasses. Two for 50.
Hey, buddy. You give me 25, and I'll buy one of those glasses as a separate purchase and just give them to you. That's cheaper than they're doing it.
No.
So instead of 40, it'd be 45, but it's not 50, so it is,
What do you mean, no?
You got a buddy.
I'm a different guy. I could buy one pair of glasses for $20.
No, you're together now. It's a family deal. You two look related. You're talking to each other.
I'm not together with this guy.
Wait a minute. We do look very similar. Can you share your 23
height,
and me?
Same build? On
same
the count of three.
Facial hair? Yeah.
Say your last name and where you were born.
One, two, three. Blagadowski in the back
New
room
York City.
Of a Knights of Columbus.
Wait. Did we say two different things?
Well, you said New York City, and I said a specific place in New York City. Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay, well, now the glasses are two for $50,000.
Wait, buddy, we gotta get our parents back together. This is a parent trap. Hey, glasses, will you help us out? Will you help us get our parents back together?
I'll do it for the price of two glasses for $50.
Oh, back to 50.
Back to 50, down from 50,000. Looks like the Blakatowski brothers are finally making some headway.
And here's $50, and we tricked you. I only paid $50 for two pairs of glasses when I would have had, well.
And our parents are dead. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm gone. I'm down the block.
And Petunia, it looks like we are almost ready. We are moments away from the ball. From the ball. Unique New York's. Nope, plural. You knows you needs unique. Nope. From the ball dropping.
That's right, Joey Cheese. We are less than 20 minutes away from that big ball dropping so slowly.
That's right. And this year we're doing something fun. In previous years, we've had lights. We've had Garfield has clung to it. We've had King Kong. One year we had Jared Leto on top of it. And that's actually this year. Jared Leto is climbing to the top of the ball. He's going to go up as the ball goes down.
And we can't stress this enough. This was not sanctioned by the city. And no one asked him to do so. He's doing this on his own accord. But we don't complain about a celebrity sighting. Isn't that right, Joey Cheese?
That's right. And you have to wonder what's going on with Jared Leto.
Yeah.
This is a real busy personality.
And what's going on with that weather? Carl, can you give us an update? We are less than 20 minutes away from the new year. We can't wait to hear what the weather is going to be right at midnight.
Carl?
Please don't come to the M&M store. It's closed all night.
Get out of the frame.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. He told me that he was supposed to be here. He told me that he had a special message from Ethan Hawke that he had to deliver on the air. I apologize. I won't be fooled anymore. And I also have to apologize to Ethan. Ethan, I put a lot of your business on the streets tonight, and I shouldn't have done that. I hope that I can still stay in the guest house because I really need it. My life is not where I thought I'd be at 33.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. And it looks like I'm getting news. Sorry, I have my AirPods in. Nope, that's... No, I'm getting news. It seems like we have a very special guest who just sort of scuttled up to the show here. Please welcome Petunia. This is very exciting. An unexpected guest. Please welcome New York's own Pizza Rat. Pizza Rat, how are you doing today?
Pizza Rat, thank you so much for stopping by on New Year's Eve.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Wow, what a voice on Pizza Rat. Pizza Rat, what are your plans for the new year? Any resolutions?
Well, I can't tell you all of my plans for the new year, but let's just say I might be ordering a little bit of pizza.
Pizza Rat, I know this year you are a finalist for People's Sexiest Man Alive. Do you have a lucky lady in your life, or are you living that bachelor life in New York City?
Well, I don't like to kiss and tell, but I can tell you that I have run out of condoms.
Wow. Oh, Pizza Rat. Oh.
Previously linked to Kate Beckinsale, how is your love life going?
I would like to say that my love life is going pretty well, but I don't like to kiss and tell.
Oh. Absolutely.
Well, Pizza Rat.
Petunia, back up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm blushing. Can you tell through your screens? Who are you planning on kissing at midnight? Who's the lucky New Yorker?
Petunia, stop putting on lipstick.
I'm not. I'm nervous.
I haven't picked the lucky New Yorker yet, but let's just say they might be covered in sauce, cheese, and pepperoni.
He's talking about a pizza, but I could make that happen in less than 20 minutes. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Pizza Rat. You are even more dashing in person than you are on the internet.
What a great guy. And just some quick promotions. I've just been handed some of the plugs you wanted us to shout out. It looks like you have a new album coming out called Rats What I Call Music.
Oh, it's actually Rats What I Call Music Volume Cheese, which is a play on Volume 3.
Okay. Oh, I'm as someone with the last name Cheese, I'm familiar. What are some of the songs you're going to be covering?
Uh-oh, last name Cheese. Keep me away from this one.
You know, go closer to me.
And Pizza Rat, I can't tell. Is that your voice, or are you typing in one of those text to...
Shut it all down. Shut it all down. Shut it all down.
All right, thanks, Pizza Rat.
And we're going to go on a quick break. I miss him already. Lisa, you look lovely tonight here at Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Don't. I tried. Not like this.
I tried to get us a seat by the window.
Not like this.
You can order whatever you want off the menu, and I just want to tell you that I'm the luckiest man.
Everyone's
that's
looking.
Ever lived. And no. I know you always want to be proposed to at a Bubba Gump Shrimp. In Times Square.
I said that jokingly when we rewatched Forrest Gump 7 years ago. It wasn't honest. Dale, what? It wasn't honest.
Lisa, no, we were all sitting on the couch, and then you said, oh my God, my dream proposal would be to get, oh, I'm hearing the sarcasm now, looking
yeah,
back.
Yeah, the tone of it.
Well, I'm on
it's
one
it's 11:45 at Bubba Gump Shrimp. Please turn your eyes to the stage and welcome the Shrimpatronic Band.
Not spreading the news.
I'm shrimping today.
I wanna
be a shrimp of it.
Shrimp York! Shrimp York! Oh, no. Those Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Dale, is this Frank Shrimp Nacho?
No.
What is
shrimp, 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 shrimp.
Oh.
Shrimp, 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 shrimp. See you again in 1 minute. I'm sorry, honey. That goes off. It seems like less than a minute, truly, between their sets.
When? How? Why? What?
This is not romantic. It's New Year's Eve. We can see the ball. Is that Jared Leto?
Oh, no. That is Jared Leto. And is this like a more... Are they filming Morbius?
I don't know. Honey, here. Baby.
They must have already filmed it because it's released. What?
If... Two people are meant to be together. Then why does it matter where you get engaged? If
you
wanted to be with me,
to that
just
podcast?
Say yes.
You know the number one podcast in the world right now is
Dudspin?
Evidence. Dudspin.
Like
the Dud Husband.
That knockoff podcast? No, you're thinking of Dudvorced.
Oh.
Hey, mind your business. Turn around.
I can't turn around. I have to keep my eyes on the... Ladies and gentlemen, it is 11:46. Please turn your eyes to the stage for the Bubba Gump Shrimp Shrimpomatronic Band.
Da, 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 da. Start spreading the shrimp.
Don't tell me to turn around. I have to watch the Shrimpatronic Band.
I'm shrimping today.
That's why we're all here, right? What other reason would you be here on New Year's Eve? Now I just missed half the show.
New shrimp.
I'm basically going to have to wait a whole other minute to catch the show again.
Wait,
you guys are fucking assholes.
Did they just change Shrimp York to New Shrimp? And that's a new song?
I wish I knew. I'm trying to watch the show.
Shrimp York. You're going to 1 minute.
You two fucking suck.
Okay, Petunia, it looks like. Oh, Petunia's laughing because Jared Leto fell off the ball.
Oh, it looked like it hurt, Joey Cheese. It looked like it hurt.
We don't know if he's okay, but we have to assume he's not. It is time. Everyone, gather up. Gather round. It is time for our pre-countdown countdown to the countdown.
That means we have a pre-countdown to get to our countdown that is right before our countdown.
And pre-countdowns can still get you pregnant. Pizza Rat, watch
pizza
out.
Rat, pizza
here
rat.
We go. We're kind of count down to the final 2 minutes. 60.
59. 58.
57.
56.
The Eminem store
55,
is closing. It is a closing.
54.
No one comes.
53.
It's moved.
52.
It is a different
51.
Part of Manhattan now. Don't come 50. Into the Eminem store.
49.
There's nothing there for you. 48. There's no M&Ms there.
47. 46.
They don't hear
45.
They're going to come 44. To the M&M store at midnight.
43.
And they're going to wreck the place like 42. They do every year. And you,
41.
You will have to sweep up all the broken 40. Glass and pick all the glass out of 39. The M&Ms and have to make sure the kids don't eat the broken glass when they come into the M&M store. This is your faith. And no one will listen. No one will stop. Oh, it's almost not worth trying to help these humans.
31.
Maybe I should just call 30. My brother.
Excuse
the
me, mister. Did you say humans?
Huh?
29.
What are you? You're talking to me?
Yeah.
You can see me?
Yeah, what 26. Are you?
Well, my kind are called the Lorax. You see, I have a brother. He 22. Speaks for the truffle trees. 21. And I speak for the M&M 20. Store.
19. Oh.
We all have our thing.
18.
Okay.
17.
And so
what
where
are you
from?
15.
Huh? What's that? 14, space?
Oh, 13, I'm a horse that 12, once a week, every year, I get 11, turned into a little boy.
10.
Oh, yeah, it's a little boy horse.
8.
From the park.
7.
Yeah, 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 6, that's right, mister.
5.
Yes, 4, we used to have parks where I'm 3, from. Space.
2, 1. 2 minutes till midnight!
Happy 2 minutes to midnight! 2 minutes, 1:59.
Hey, dude, get down to New York, the Times Square right away. We're fucking up the M&M store. I saw a guy on TV. We get to take whatever we want. We're looting the place. Come on.
I'm at the M&M store. Where are you?
I'm right outside the M&M store. Are
guys,
you
break a window.
I'm in the M&M store. Come on in.
Holy
shit. The water's fine.
Doug.
Holy fuck. You got Holy chocolate shit. All over the edges of your mouth.
Doug, how long have you been in here?
Have you ever seen that movie with Denzel Washington and Clive Owen?
Inside Man? You've been living in the walls?
Whoa, for weeks? No. I stayed overnight.
Children
he lives
of men?
In the walls for a week.
You can't get pregnant?
Well,
Doug.
No, but I don't want to talk about that. Hey, listen. Look at all this. Look at it. It's like a museum. Plain M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms. Peanut butter M&Ms. But for 800 square feet.
Dude. It's almost midnight. Everyone's distracted. They're watching the ball with Jared Leto on top. We can rob the place. As many M&Ms as we want, like we dreamed about when we were kids.
Well, I'm
hey,
glad.
Hey, guys.
Huh?
Do you ever get like a sense when we do this every year? Like we're doing something wrong? I know it's a victimless crime. We break into the M&M store. We fucking tear the shit apart. We steal as much M&Ms as we can eat. And then we leave. But do you ever think that maybe we're... I don't know, making the world a worse place?
Making the world a worse place?
Huh?
So says me. So says Morbi us.
Oh, it's just Jared Leto.
Oh, he's sick.
Hey, freak,
he's
get away from us,
hey,
you
freak,
little
get
weirdo. Get away from us.
Get away from us, freak.
Stop stealing.
Okay, let me get a little spritz bottle. Hey, get away from us, Jared Leto. You little weirdo
vinegar?
Freak.
What is that, vinegar? We'll take a cup of kindness,
yeah, for Auld Lang Syne. Hello, my name is Diane Apples. I am an office administrator, and I live in Queens. We are about a minute till midnight, and I just want to throw it out there to this crowd that I have never been kissed. Never had lips touch my lips. Well, you're booing me?
Well, I'm booing the fact you've never been kissed, which is like a good, it's a hooray
Thank
for you.
Thank you, sir. I would like to have my first kiss at midnight if anyone wants to volunteer. I'm very normal, I'm very hygienic, and I would love to get a little kiss.
I'll volunteer.
What are your credentials?
Oh, credentials? Never mind, no. Then.
Like,
I
how
thought
old
you were desperate.
You? I have to make sure you're like... At least 25. Are you a
at
murderer?
At least 25? What do you mean at least 25?
I'm
Shouldn't
49.
It just be 18? Shouldn't it just be 18?
I can't. You double your age, then you divide it by 3, and then you add 3, and that's the age that you can kiss.
I'll
okay,
do it.
Well,
I'm 27, but I'm 5'2".
And you're married, Frank.
Come on. What are you doing?
You're kissing me tonight. No, you're kissing me tonight.
No, thank you. Anyone like... 5'10", 5'6", 5'4".
There's an age minimum. Is there an age maximum?
Yeah, I would say anyone under 60, over 25, 5'10", 6'4", likes animals, not a murderer.
Rats. Just missed the cutoff.
Whoa, sir, you're at least 100.
Whoa, when that guy said rats, something just shoved by me. What was that?
That was me, man. It's Times Square.
Oh.
Yeah,
like sorry.
You're just
no,
in the middle
yeah.
of everybody.
There's a lot
yeah.
of bumping, a lot
yeah,
of jostling.
Just people bumping. I've been jostling all
night. I just saw the bones of Cary Grant ask for that woman to kiss him. What's your type?
Hot.
Help us narrow it down. What are some of your likes and dislikes?
Okay, hot, likes to read.
Boo.
Okay, I get it.
That's an oxymoron.
Funny?
Realistic. Go realistic.
Funny?
What, question mark?
Single?
Boo.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm right here if anyone fits the criteria and wants to give me a big wet one.
I thought you wanted a kiss.
I do.
Oh.
What does wet one mean?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's a New York thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's when you get your hot dog dipped in au jus.
I want that too.
Excuse me, ma'am. I've been hearing you the whole time. I'm 40. I'm not funny, but I'm tall.
Whoa, hubba, hubba.
Okay.
I never thought my first kiss would be the guy wearing the Elmo costume in Times Square, but...
Fireworks.
Start spreading the shrimp.
Oh, it's almost midnight. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
This is your chance.
5,
she wants
4,
a kiss.
3,
don't mess it up.
2,
don't miss the lips.
Joey, he didn't come back for midnight. Pizza Rat, he didn't come back to give me, Petunia, a kiss. I thought he would come back.
We're live on the air. Petunia's having a bit of a...
I don't care. He didn't come back to give me a kiss.
No, he didn't come back. And that's fine, because we're going to hear a little bit about the history of the ball you just saw drop, just like Petunia's face dropped when Pizza Rat did not. I shouldn't have said that. As a friend, I just want to apologize.
Co-worker.
Friend.
Co-worker.
Petunia, I'll kiss you.
Ugh.
I never heard you make that noise before. And John Rockefeller had never seen a ball drop before. In 1843, he decided...
Fuck the M&M guys back.
Oh.
I just came back from an M&M store, and I saw it was actually fine.
Oh.
For whatever reason, this year, no one broke in. No one stole all of the M&Ms. Everything was a little bit cleaner than I left it.
Huh.
It looked like my job here is done. And I could finally go back into space. And I hold a balloon, and I fly out.
Pops the balloon?
Only in New York.
Oh, no! That wasn't my spaceship! How am I going to get back into space?
Oh, there's a lot of balloons on Earth.
Oh?
Yeah, balloons are pretty commonplace. I see 20 over there.
Oh, spaceships! I gotta go get them!
Kyle, it's... past midnight, should we try to find Dad again?
I don't know. Maybe he died. A lot of people did. It was so cold tonight, and no one told anyone what the weather or the temperature would be.
Damn. Okay. Well, should we just try to find our way home? Do you know how to work the subway?
I mean, kinda. I mean, I have a cursory understanding of it, but can we talk about what happened tonight? I think our friends straight up ditched us.
You don't know that. They were probably lost, right?
They weren't here. We all agreed to meet, and they weren't here. Do you think people don't like us because of the podcast?
Oh my God, I knew I recognized you too. Sorry, I'm eavesdropping. Can I get a quick picture? Deadspin is one of my favorite podcasts about that dead husband.
No, sorry. We're
That's
from
us.
Dudvorce.
We're Dudvorced.
Oh, Dud. Is that like Dudsbind?
No, Dudsbind is... That's actually a really great point. Dudsbind is the... It's the one that's stealing from us. We were the original. We were
and
the
what's Husdead?
I don't know.
That could be nothing.
I've,
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I recognized.
Sorry, there's a glut of dead and bad dads podcast. Never mind.
Wait. The children of the bad dad podcasts. You've run into them tonight?
Oh,
we were all supposed to meet up here.
Oh yeah, they were at the top of the Empire State Building at that
what?
Sweet cocktail lounge.
Oh,
they told us the wrong spot. They were trying to ditch us intentionally.
Kyle, I miss Dad. At least he didn't ditch us intentionally. He's just a loser.
Can I go?
No.
I don't know.
If you're a grown up and we're lost, it would be irresponsible for you to leave us.
Yeah, you can't leave children here.
I'm gonna go.
You're wearing a park ranger uniform. Isn't that against like your whole code to just leave children here?
It's a costume. It's New Year's Eve. You know, the one year where everybody dresses up as something they're not.
That's stolen valor. You were just trying to kiss ladies here tonight, weren't
you? Park rangers, stolen valor? What are you talking about? That's like saying wearing a Best Buy outfit is stolen valor. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You don't go, shoot for the stars.
What was your podcast again? Let me get on my...
No, nothing.
Oh, that's porn. No, let me get on Apple Reviews.
It was,
one star.
Porn on the phone rips off mustache.
It's Dudsbin.
Dad.
Hey, kids. Hey, guys. Hey.
You did care.
Maybe.
I've been watching the whole time.
Did you know it was us?
I knew it was you. I've been following you, just trying to give you, you know, some freedom. I didn't want to feel like I was hovering or that I was bringing you down. Because I know in the podcast you said that I'm always hovering and bringing you down. So I thought to watch from afar, but also right next to you, dressed up as a park ranger.
Wow, Dad.
Dad, that's awesome.
What do you say? We can go stand in Olive Garden and get their ground all wet because of our boots? Tracking in snow?
I actually tried to go in there, and there was a former park ranger, and he was really pissed. He asked me where I served. I said Yellowstone, and I guess that's the wrong answer. He said these aren't the boots that go with the park ranger outfit.
Hey, Dad, don't worry about it. You don't have to get beat up on our behalf again tonight. Why don't we just go home and have a New Year's Eve together?
With your mom. That sounds... Nice.
No, Dad, no. It's just that's never going to happen. You have to know that. Dad, she's with Steve Buscemi now, okay? You have
that
to let it
right.
go.
They can't be right.
Carl, pick up, Carl. Pick up the fucking phone, Carl.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. Hello? Yep, this is Carl. Go
ahead,
Carl.
And this is Ethan.
Hey, Dad. I mean, Ethan. I mean, sir.
Sir. From now on, huh?
Yep, sir.
I turned on the TV. I'm in Vegas. Guess what I saw on the TV?
Please be betting.
Nope.
No.
It was my dingus son airing all my dirty laundry out in the TV.
Son, that's nice to hear.
Whatever.
I'm so sorry, Dad. You know what? It got to me, the job, and thank you so much for getting me the job, but it got to me and I just couldn't do it, Dad, and I folded and I just started saying all the stuff I know about you and I'm so sorry.
Not about my career, though. Name a couple movies I'm in.
I only know Training Day.
Ugh.
I only know Training Day, Dad.
And it's just after midnight here in Times Square.
God damn it. Oh my God. Mom is gonna kill me. Bill me for this, isn't she?
She's not your mom.
No, but Maya calls her mom, and Maya and I talk sometimes, so I just figured that I could call her
Carl,
mom.
Carl, buddy, I gotta go. I'm disappointed in you.
No, it's okay. Just, hey, can I use your last name? I'll drop the E.
Then yes.
Yes! That's something. That's close.
Hey, folks, I hope you had a wonderful ball drop. It's me, Ryan Seacrest, live on the New York Times Square, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. Fuck.
Ryan, balls you're drop. Fired. You're fired. Ryan.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm fired mistake. After this. Hey, wasn't that weird when that lady was trying to get kissed? Anyway,
security.
On loan from the Bubba Shrimp Company, we have Frank Shrimpnatra, Sammy Shrimpish Davis Jr., Dean Shrimp, and Peter Shrimp.
And they are the rat shrimp. Oh, should have been shrimp pack, right? Should have been shrimp pack. Rat shrimp?
Security tackles Ryan Seacrest.
Here to sing a new song for New Year's Eve.
Shrimp, 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 shrimp.
Pushes forward the baritone shrimp.
Shrimp, 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 shrimp,
shrimp, shrimp, shrimp, shrimp, shrimp.
Drink some shrimp pain. Drink your shrimp pain.
Shrimp pain? Boo.
This is the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Yep, this is Jeff. I'm the general manager. Happy New Year's Eve. No. We don't have an animatronic band. This is a Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. No, we've never had an animatronic band. Nope. We get lots of these calls. I don't know why. Okay, have a good night.
Wow.
God, can't believe I got another call about that.
Sounds like it's a real issue. I'll take care of it. Do you have any information about these shrimps?
Hey, Jared Leto. I'm only gonna say this once.
Mm-hmm.
See your picture up on the wall? Do you see any celebrity signed pictures up on the wall? No, we're not a dry cleaners.
Ooh,
that is a banned for life wall. That is a you can't come in here, Jared Leto, because you're too weird with the shrimp and the seafood.
I'm not Jared Leto, I'm Morbius.
You're both bad men.
I'm bleeding from the back of my head. What did I?
Someone probably
did
punched
I eat
you.
Something today.
Someone probably punched you, and goddamn, you deserved it.
I was here. I was fighting crime. I think maybe 2 years ago, and then I disappeared. And then maybe four minutes ago, I woke up on the floor, straight on my back, at the bottom of the ball drop, and I was back. Morbius was back.
You can't be at a Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. We allow kids in here. You can't be anywhere where we allow
Forrest.
Kids.
I want to speak to Forrest.
You can't speak to Forrest,
get Forrest
Whitaker,
out
okay?
Here.
I'm not calling Forrest Whitaker.
I know. Forrest, I know you're back there.
I'm not. He's not here. He's,
you're the
Forrest
ghost
Whitaker is
now,
not
dog.
Here.
Come on. Bring him out.
Thank you so much for sticking with us tonight and choosing us for your New Year's correspondence. I've been Petunia Clark.
That's right. And I've been Petunia Clark's coworker.
Joey. That's Joey Cheese. Thank you, Carl with the weather. Thank you, Eminem alien guy.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody knows where the guy who creates the ball every year went, he is missing. Please.
He is our responsibility insurance-wise.
Mr. Fibonacci is out there somewhere. We know you have a lot of options on what to watch, but we're glad you watched with us. It sounds like an airline. You know when the plane lands and they go, we know you have a lot of options, but thank you
and
for flying
out.
With us? What was that about? In the middle of a sentence.
Whatever. You know, I'm on TV. I think I'm somebody. And yet I can't get a kiss from the person I want the kiss from the most.
Petunia, listen, Pizza Rat, maybe it wasn't meant to be. Maybe, you know, maybe there's a cannoli mouse or, I don't know, hamburger dog. You'll find your
I'm
fit.
I'm a loser. Of course he would never.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Pardon
Petunia.
Me. Excuse me. I'm being respectful as I brush past people. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh, he's wearing this.
Whoa, he's dressed up.
He's your exact height. What's going on?
I can't see through the crowd, so I want to make an announcement to everyone here. I know midnight is past. I know I missed my shot. I know it's no longer New Year's Eve, and it's just New Year's Day. But there is a person that I met here tonight that I felt I had a connection with. And I'd be dirtier than the place I call home. The New York City subway.
Boss, I got the best scoop for you ever. I got a video of Petunia Clark making out with the Pizza Rat. He's wearing the craziest shoes I've ever seen. They make him human size. I got it. It's a live feed of them making out in Times Square.
Okay, show me the clip.
Boss, boss, I got a clip. It's me in the bathtub, but it's pasta sauce in there. Boss, it ruined the bathtub.
Oh, come on. I can't keep posting this. Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Post it one more time.
TMZ Live, it's me, the host of TMZ, and we have an exclusive for you, hot off the presses. This is the first breaking story of the new year, 2024. 2020, look at this. Petunia, he's 10. 9. He's leaning in for a 7.
He made it midnight again.
6.
The ball already dropped.
Shrimp.
Wait, Jared Leto put the ball back up.
Shrimp.
He did it.
Shrimp. Shrimp.
Start shrimping the news.
Happy shrimp here, everyone.
I'm shrimping today.
It's 2 degrees.
Oh, where were you? Come on. Where were you with that earlier?
You're late.